Amid the laughter that followed, young Foghill piped up.
I say, Uncle Mel, your ears have gone all red.
Meldrum the Magnificent addressed his nephew sternly.
Never mind my ears, you young pup. What have I told you about calling me Uncle Mel? Confined to barracks for 2 days, sir, for incorrectly referring to a senior officer.
Joseph lay full stretch in the soft grass of the valley floor, shaded by a rowan. He was watching Duddy Quill and some young shrews who had borrowed Mariel's gullwhacker and made a swing from the branches of a sycamore. Roof Brush sat by Joseph, his eyes red from weeping. The bellmaker nudged the young squiddle gently.
Come on, Roofy. How about a smile for an old greybeard?
Roof stared at the daisies that brightened the grassy shade.
I can't get Fatch out of my mind. I'll never forget him.
Joseph saw a teardrop spill from Roof's cheek to the grass.
I should hope you never will forget Fatch,
he said.
He was a brave shrew to give his life for you. I'll bet wherever he is now, he must be in a fine old temper.
Roof rubbed a paw across his eyes and sniffed.
Why would Fatch be in a temper, Joseph?
The bellmaker plucked a dock leaf and gave it to his young friend.
Here, wipe your face. I'll tell you why. Fatch gave his life so that you could live on and enjoy yours. If I were Fatch, I'd be in a real temper now, knowing that you were not enjoying the life I'd given you, sitting weeping amid the joys of freedom on a summer day.
Duddy Quill had been listening from a distance. Now he trundled up and stood looking down at the bellmaker.
You're right, sir. And old Finbar would be in an even worse mood looking at your face. 'Tis more miserable than a frog who swallowed a bumblebee. Come on, you two, let's play on a swing.
Look out, Duddy!
A young shrew had swung the wrong way. He came spinning in on the rope, knocking Duddy ears over tip into Joseph and Roof, and now all three lay in a heap. Joseph sat up glaring at the swinging shrew. Then he began to chuckle. Roof tried to sit up and fell back onto Duddy. The hedgehog pushed him off.
Get off me, you great roofy lump!
Roof could not resist the smile spreading across his face.
Fat, wetty snout, prickly bottom cake face!
All three stood up, laughing heartily. Joseph dashed off toward the rope, shouting,
Me first! You two are so fat, you'd burst the swing!
They raced after him, giggling.
You great big gibbon!
Wait till we tell Marielle you was playing swings!
Afternoon drifted on in a warm, summery haze. Gale Squiddle King supervised the lowering of the drawbridge that Deke Iron Weldon had repaired. Gale looked anything but a king as he sat on the edge of the bridge with his newly adopted young ones, Wincy, Benji and Figs, competing to see who could skim flat pebbles the farthest along the moat. Dusk fell like a velvet mantle, and by the light of myriad lanterns twinkling across the valley, Marielle paced out an area by the dip where the final battle had been fought.
Here, this is where the monument shall stand,
she announced. Joseph, Gorge and the Hedgehog, and Bledon the Otter stood forward from the crowd who had gathered to watch. Gorgian pointed out a hill.
Yonder stands a great boulder on the hilltop. Bledon, thy tribe can roll it down here. Together we will set it straight and hew it with chisels. Egbert shall write the words to be carved upon it.
Joseph stared up at the boulder perched on the hill.
And I shall stay and make a bell to crown it. Each dawn it will ring out to honour the courage of those creatures who gave their lives to free Southward from the Foxwolf and his horde. Their memory will live on into legend.